anime, we back. Snowfall, did y'all see this fucking app? But before we get into that, make sure y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of movie reviews we dropping this week. What we got this week?
We got 65.
Creed 3.
Scream. You know we's big fans of gutting like a fish. There was a lot of fish got gutted. I tell you that much.
So we got movie reviews on deck. Make sure, bro, y'all check them out.
March is, you know, I know y'all all got the March Madness, but it's about to be March PMA Madness.
The month of movies. Wow, crazy.
There's a lot of crazy movies coming out, yo. Stay tuned for all that, bro. But before we get started, you know what to do. Hit that like, subscribe, hit the bell. Give us your thoughts, man. We had a comment that said this bowl's too loud. Yo, let us know if he's too loud.
Did I fix it? Is the 30% not good enough?
Oh, you just a screaming ass nigga, man.
Dang. I'm gonna scream a lot today on this Snowfall recording. God damn, it's a banger.
Without further ado, enjoy your show.
Bitch.
From the 215 to 302, we kick some facts and talk the news. We keeping it real while acting a fool. So pardon my arrogance and let me holla at you.
Yo! Oh my god. Like, why the last three notes on my list is in all caps? Damn!
Yo. Real quick, bro. Did all these niggas just turn into super killers, bro?
Bruh.
And Uncle Jerome had me cracking the fuck up.
Oh, my
entire movie show, bro.
Banger of an app.
Was the bull even looking at him crazy when he was on the hood? Fuck you looking at, nigga.
It's so much to talk about real in quick, this review, quick. Bro.
When did Crown come out?
Crown been out for a while.
Had they always had the velvet bags?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because I remember being a young boy. One of my uncles. Shout out to my family. Love my family. I remember he used to always have a purple velvet bag with him, and I never know what the fuck was in it. Because you know niggas put whatever the fuck they want in their purple velvet bag.
Chronic, you know what I mean? Coins.
You might have a 38 special in there. You know.
Fucking condoms. You know, all types of shit be in that joint. But I saw him with it. I was like, they fuck up because was it back in the 70s?
I'm pretty sure they've been out for a minute. But the crazy shit that caught me by was that the nigga had down two pidines. He already had an empty bag on the hood, and he was on his second one. So he was on the one, unk.
He surprised me, though. He surprised me because I thought he was going to beat D the fuck up when he disrespected.
I thought he was about to do D in. I thought D was dead. I was like, he poured him his last drink. He poured this man his last drink.
He lumped the fuck up. He was two-faced out that motherfucker.
Hey, yo, look.
Yo, one camera angle, I was like, oh, he ain't do shit. He turned around and said, God damn, that shit black and blue.
We going to be all over the place, clearly, because y'all know how we do with these.
I don't give a fuck.
But let's go right there.
Snowfall don't got no structure.
Shout out to Big Lee. That nigga is no longer Lil Lee. That nigga is Big Lee in the hood, bro.
I don't even think he wants to be that.
That's
way,
what my note says. I say shout out to Big Lee, and he don't even want to be that. That shit is crazy. Yo, I love that. We put a TikTok out. Yo, don't go follow us now. We put it out last week. The 80s crack era, bro.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, bro. Because you see, this nigga, Big D been running shit for a minute. It was quick to turn on that nigga.
Right.
They said, well, what you want to do?
Right.
Because we need... This shit is fucked up, bro. Right. I mean, like, he never answered. Was it better before or after, yo?
Yeah, they never answered.
Wanda's in a predicament.
Oh, my God. She is in a predicament, bro.
She should have stayed in Africa, man.
She done already said it. She don't know what she gonna do around that much rock.
And I don't know how Lee gonna keep taking the disrespect of his whiz, bro.
Somebody gonna get shot.
His disrespect.
Somebody gonna get shot, bro. But the way old boy, one of my notes say, the convo in the apartment, you know what I mean? When Lee tried to recover, that shit, the way old boy put it and the way he yapped at him, I loved it. And he had to say it. Like, niggas is talking about your bitch, bro. Like, you left with a crackhead, came back with a wife. My nigga, no disrespect, but this is what it is. Like, what the fuck is you about to do? What is your plan? Yo, I loved that convo, bro.
My thing is, why Big D didn't come for the fade immediately?
I mean...
Why you go to Jerome and tell him stop selling to him?
I mean,
nigga, why you didn't come for the fade? You supposed to be the big nigga. Come back for the fade.
Nigga got his ass whipped, bro. He got his ass whipped, bro.
He said, I tried to shoot him a fair one. What do you mean? He said, I tried to shoot him a fair one. So he trying to say that the glass and all that shit, the bottle and all that shit was kind of unfair.
Maybe he's saying, you know what I mean, a nigga.
I tried to shoot him a fair one.
Yeah, I mean, because. But it's like, come on, bro. We just talked about this last week. Come on, bro. Like, there's no such thing as a fair one. Yeah, it is a fair one, but nigga, you be prepared to die. We talk about this all the time, bro. If you coming at somebody's neck, you could be in a grocery store yapping at somebody.
I think
be prepared for death. You gotta be prepared for
death. Big D character. He's like, yo, fisticuffs, yo. Let's just get it on.
He got his ass whooped.
He got a few because Lee needs some Epsom salt and some alcohol because he was groaning like a motherfucker on that couch. He said, oh, thank you, baby. She over there like, you know, it's always crazy when your woman got an attitude, but she still got to take care of you. And
right.
She's over some, I can't fucking believe this shit. You all right? He's like, yo, I'm good. You need to go to the hospital. I said him straight, yo. No, you're not, bro. Your fucking face
looked
crazy, bro. And he was fucking lumping and shit, bro. He fucked up way more than Big D, bro. I'll tell you that for a fact.
I believe so.
But, you know, big ups to Lil Lee.
I thought it was dope how it was. They're doing a great job with this season in general with the shots and the shot placement and the storyline.
No longer following True X, right? Like it's just this.
I'm sure it's all, you know, the writers get together in a writer's room and they say, what can we put together to be a great story? And they're putting together a great story right now.
It's riveting, bro.
Bro, like the way they did the storyboard and the screenshot and they put it together with just making the viewer really see it's all out warfare. Eye for eye, like I love it, bro. I love the way the scenes is packed together.
I have reservations about all these different factions being introduced in the season, rather to be the KGB, the DA,
the
CIA, the fucking goddamn street shit. I was like, it's a lot going on, but it's making you care about shit outside of the streets.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, because it's like the shit that's going back and forth between Teddy and KGB, like who the fuck going to be the best fucking secret agent after a while? Because they both trying to figure each other out.
Right.
It's kind of a game of minds and shit. Like, it's like, oh, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to get you before. But, you know, I mean, I ain't going to say nothing because maybe the KGB want to get fucked. But I'm going to fuck you up before you fuck me up.
Hold up. Time out. I'll jump in real quick. Shout out to the viewers. Last week, we had a comment on our Snowfall app from last week in the YouTube comments. And one of the viewers said, yo, Teddy going to use the fruit bowl against KGB. Boy, he going to use him against him. And I was like, damn, that's actually a good-ass point. And sure enough, we've seen in this app. Shout out to the viewers. Yo, y'all be watching. Yo, Teddy's going to use that shit 100%. Boy got the wild Playgirl magazines everywhere and shit. Like, yo, the two-finger technique, do y'all booby-trap your house when y'all leave? Because I do.
But see if niggas been in there?
I'm adding the two-finger shit. The two-finger shit is dope. I booby-trap shit all the time in my crib. I put, like, sneakers and shit in front of the door. All kinds of shit.
It takes a severely troubled mind and an analytical mind to notice that shit off the rip, bro.
I mean, but if you set like one or two booby traps in your crib, you automatically gonna look at it every time you come to the crib. That's how I do. I look at this shit every time I come to the crib, and then I know, wait, somebody's in my bedroom. You know what I mean?
But what if you got fucking goddamn weak hinges and shit? That bitch just fucking swing.
Well, I'm gonna be over my shoulder no matter what. I'd rather be over my shoulder than not be over my shoulder. And niggas hit me in the back of the head, bang.
That Secret Service life probably ain't for me, bro. That's a lot of looking over your shoulder like, oh, shit. I could have been butt-ass naked in here. Teddy probably ain't a fucking goddamn. That's just something about Teddy I just don't like, bro.
Oh, I can't stand him.
I do not like this
bull. I can't stand him.
Let's
just go there.
Which leads me to the end.
Let's go there.
Right?
Because I know y'all want to know what we think about that. Like,
first of all, Veronique's mom? I know she done ganged a bunch of niggas, bro. Cause nigga, what she had me for?
She
I
had
forgot
me.
That she was not that hoe, bro. Yo, I was in there like, yo,
she had me fooled, bro.
Yo, and what was they? What was she? What was Randy signing or some fake shit?
Of course,
they're good, bro.
That's good.
I don't think they expected that.
You gotta have a scam in your life.
Is that a part of the plan?
They didn't know about that part of the plan
because.
And the question is, was that part of Franklin's plan all along, or did Franklin just, you know what, at this moment? You're not fucking hearing me, Teddy. I want my 74 M's, and you think I'm the little boy that you met that you can be fucked with?
And then he tried to bitch up to him. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. It worked like that when you took it.
You know what I mean?
So now when I come back with you with the wild flavor, like I'm talking about, I'm giving your son's name. I'm giving your bitch's name. I'm fucking telling you the name of the nigga who took it out to tell him to put it back in. Right. I know all these things, yo. You used to have an upper hand and shit. Now you looking solid, and then yeah, to go ahead and take the phone. Let me go ahead.
Yeah, let me get that off.
Take that off.
You fucked up in the game now, Teddy.
You just killed my father. Like you got to hearing your dad get gutted on the phone and breathing for his life, and you can't do shit about it. And you gonna tell me something? I don't give a fuck about that old man.
Come on, cool Teddy. Story, bro.
Come on, Teddy.
Cool story, my nigga. All that hardcore fucking Langley shit don't work today, my nigga. When your pops about to get, you know what I mean. I love that scene, bro.
That was outstanding.
I haven't jumped off of this couch and cheered bro. To the top of my lungs while watching a television show in a long ass time,
Game
bro.
Of Thrones.
I was in this bitch cheering,
Since
bro.
Game of Thrones with me, bro.
Because it's like say, yo, let's put it on the screen again. $74 million, bro. You don't take $74 million from me and just think it's sweet, bro. Do y'all know
then,
how big that
But you gotta let's play it back then. Let's play it back. You took 74 M's from me, and now we not in business, so I can't make it back. And then you start underhanding them to my family.
Come on. You disrespected me on all kinds of levels.
The fuck we talking about here?
And it goes back to the little boy shit to me. None of us want to be little boyed and poked in the forehead ever.
Because Frank is grown now. He grown as shit now.
And when Teddy first met him, he was still a kid.
Yeah.
So Teddy, you know what I mean? And I know Franklin got to feel that. Like, yo,
but he
you
was
treating
still
me like I'm a
his
kid.
Years, so he should have known. Teddy, you real tactical and real analytical. You should have known this what he was going
to
be.
When Teddy tried to play that hardcore wall on the phone, I think that was the moment Franklin decided. I don't think Franklin was going to kill Pops. They played the shit out of his Pops.
Said wrong answer, man.
Yeah, I don't think that he was going to kill him, bro. But it was just the audacity that Teddy had with the, you know, sorry for your luck. I don't give a fuck about it, old man. You know what? You fucking with the wrong one today.
Because he didn't think he was going to kill him or something?
You don't bluff with your Pops' life.
Bro, you CIA, bro. This little nigga found out about your Pops' whereabouts, B.
Right.
And they're going to hit you with the phone. I figured that goddamn area code would get you.
And you still trying to
and
play.
You still trying to play tough. And you killed my Pop,
you
bro.
You going to learn today.
You the reason my mom's scared to fucking go over him. And, you know what? I feel like that probably built up, bro.
Yeah.
You like this. Yo, look, man. Just gave my money, man. Please.
Yeah, nah, right,
man.
Right.
Nah, man. Don't work like that. See, this is where you fucked up, right? You gonna take my money, my bitch about to be pregnant, I got her mama here looking like goddamn Clip Huxtable, fucking goddamn.
She was giving off Pam Grier vibes.
With the fwig on.
Oh my God.
You killed my Pop, you got my mom looking over her shoulder, you know what?
Now talk to your Pops, talk to him, Teddy. I love that shit, yo, talk to him, Teddy, I loved it. Hey, yo, talk to him, Teddy. Talk to your Pops, Teddy. Hey, yo. I just got done watching this shit 20 minutes ago, y'all.
You know that's what he do. He fucking watches it right before we about to record.
Talk to your Pops. I was in this joint screaming, my nigga. Screaming, bro.
Sat there, watched him bleed out, because I feel like all these niggas got wild bodies now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Watched him bleed out, told them to get the fuck on, and scorched the place and walked out with the smooth ass ride away, looking back like this motherfucker got me fucked
got
up.
Got me fucked up. You made me just not have to do that shit.
I'm out here warring with my family because of you.
It's all out warfare.
Everything started with you, B.
Everything.
If you didn't take my bread, I wouldn't have took that. I wouldn't have had to ask them for money. Right. They wouldn't have denied me.
Right.
I wouldn't have had to go ahead and take it anyway because I'm strung out. Black Diamond and them was still been alive. Everybody's still been alive, bro. You started this fucking war because you took the money for what? What'd you take the money for? You ain't work for them no more, bro.
Now, we done talked about this on previous eps, and I'm going to revisit right here. Y'all going to eventually hate me for this one. I can't stand this character type, this person type in the world that we live in.
I work with him.
Not only the foot's on next, but it's the brownie noser. It's the I want to get brownie points ass motherfucker.
So you stole bread.
I can't stand it, bro. Like them niggas said that ain't even your bitch no more, and you fucking bringing her flowers like she gonna take you back, my nigga. She done moved on.
Damn, that's the Gideon.
I'm just Yo.
That's the kitty?
Yo. Ew. Yo, that Teddy McDonald. You Teddy McDonald's of the world? I don't even know if that's his name, but that's what I call him. Teddy fucking McDonald. Reed Rogers. Whatever the fuck your name is, bro. I can't stand you character types.
I just realized he got a lot of niggas on his top, bro.
Oh, my God.
DEA. KGB. You got the fucking streets on your top now. And you don't even got the cover of the CIA because you don't even fucking work for Langley, bro. So
right.
Teddy might die before this fucking.
Teddy should die. He deserves to die.
And we need to know. We need to find out what happened to Austin, bro, because he keep getting brought back up. Like, we got to find out, bro.
We got to find out, bro.
We got to get a flashback or something of how he did him in.
I feel like you know,
or
you
he
know,
might come back on some wild fucking right before Frankie gets shot by Teddy, and he come out here with the dashiki and shit or something. This namaste, brother.
You know what? I would actually take that. I would take that.
You know,
I would
be cannot cool with it. Stand
cool
Alton, bro.
I'll be cool with it.
I can't stand Alton, and I can't stand his brother, fucking goddamn fucking Lionel Richie.
Hey, yo, Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie gonna keep getting dizzy.
Lionel Richie got the look that Unk gave this nigga early
Why
in the act,
Why you
bro?
Get so close to me, bro? That nigga said, come here, nigga. You using, nigga?
Because if you're using, it's gonna be your last motherfucking time.
I'll tell you, man. I still tear Louie ass up, man. What's up with them lips she got, bro? Yeah. I was sitting there like, she looks so good when she fucking like got that little snarl on the shit.
Prediction? Is she gonna get done in at the stables or what?
They gonna kidnap her.
Kidnap?
They gonna kidnap her. All right. They want her alive.
I mean, you think some two niggas gonna handle her security detail?
They gonna, because
it's gonna be a good scene.
Because here's the thing,
it's gonna be a good scene.
She just asked this nigga, don't go nowhere alone, and this nigga just outside. What's up with him in the ball boy?
Let's go right here.
Was the ball boy mentioned?
Nah, that's just his man's, right?
So what they're doing,
right, is you can tell Jerome is on the edge. He never wanted to be in this game. He was selling fucking dime bags on the porch in season one, bro.
And he finally got his jam and Jerome,
right,
Jerome like,
right.
He
never wanted to be in this game. We've seen it through every fucking season. He's the one character that's deep in the game. Well, Leon was also one. That's pushing back. Like, this ain't, you know what I mean? But once he was all way deep in because of Louie, he in it. But in that scene, bro, when he said, yo, we a dying breed and young boy, which is, they like damn near the same age. They both did a bid and everything. He like, no, nigga, you a dying breed. Don't classify me with, I think that was the moment he like, I am. Like, I'm about to die in this shit. Yo, and him leaving the joint almost felt like on some, yo, if they kill me, they kill me. I'm going to go do some shit I used to love to do. I'm going to go fuck with some of my old homies from back in the day. I'm going to get under the hood. I used to fuck with cars
my
and shit.
My thing is, this is my thing, bro. Where was the red herrings for? Like, I'm sitting here like, what did they introduce the fucking car spinning the block for?
Because it was all part of his death wish.
Did they want him to react like that? Because the car did definitely spin the block multiple times.
It definitely did.
So when he popped the trunk, he pulled the Uzi out.
I'm going to tell you. Remember early in the app when they found out Lionel Richie told them that Franklin was in there and he had a bus out to get out of the crib with Kane? And you see Unks' reaction? He was like, oh, he had to bust his way out of there? I think in his head part, he feel like, I got to prove I'm a man now. Let me bust my way out of some shit. Him leaving the club and doing all that was like, you know what? If niggas come at me, I'm going to bust my way out and prove that
also,
I'm just his man.
Also, I feel like he still care about Franklin.
Yeah.
Because his face when he found out that Franklin
right, because that wasn't the intent to kill Franklin. So now he like, you know what? All right, if I get killed, it's on me. But if I bust my way
and
out, that's cool too.
That they want that Franklin necessarily wants to kill them.
Nah.
Because if that's the case,
not.
He would have shot Jerome in a fucking diner.
Of course not. He don't want killing. Come on, bro. They family.
So, but that's why he's drinking his fucking life away with this fucking tight ass fucking jacket on, zipped all the way to the top, choking the shit out of him. Why he gotta have his shit zipped all the way up like that with the big ass puffer jaw? Shit kind of dope. I like it. But 50 fucking rings on. the fucking on the shit.
Yo, I love it, bro.
The fucking, I rewind that shit 4 fucking times, bro. Because I wanted to see when he start looking at. Like the dude was looking at him, obviously, like this. Nigga, it's broad daylight. Right. You out here with a fucking whole pipe. And this nigga's looking at you like, the fuck you looking at me? Staring at you all the way across the street. Nigga knew better than to say something.
I know, right? Come on, man.
He got knocked the fuck out,
when he
bro.
Pulled the Uzi out the trunk, bro, it's just something about that era for me because, yo, I don't know if y'all can sense that shit, that it was very tense.
The pop the trunk shit,
people went from making bread selling weed and selling a little powder to rich people. But other than that, it wasn't making the bank that's being made right now. So now everybody
knew his man was
see
strapped.
That the empire is there to be snatched.
He knew his man was strapped too.
Bro.
That's why you hit him with the come on, man. You only got two calls here. You ain't got no time for me.
Right, like you trying to play me and shit.
And then he gave him the money. He told him some oh man, nah, man.
And that's all part of I feel like that's all part of the dying breed shit that's stuck in his head, bro. That whole scene was riveting for me, bro. I fucking loved it.
Yeah,
bro.
I try to tell it's been Jerome, Franklin and Lee acting has carried this entire fucking series, bro, to where it is now, bro.
Right.
Because the moment,
hand clap. Throw the hand clap up. Great acting.
Each one had riveting moments. Leon when he was in jail,
right?
The jail shit. Mm-hmm. Franklin had I don't know how many, yo, because
he has one every episode now. Every episode.
Look at the metamorphosis. You keep talking about metamorphosis last week. Franklin and them wasn't killers.
No, not at all. When he popped Kev. In season two, that was like...
Yeah, he was like...
I have to, and I don't want to.
Now this nigga kills for... Like, he nigga. Kills without no fucking...
Teddy, talk to your dead-ass pops, nigga. Fuck wrong with you.
That's
shit crazy, bro. You killed somebody, pops, and it's this first time he killed somebody, pops, clearly. We've seen what he did to Melanie's pop and shit. But this nigga should talk to your dead-ass pop, bro. Like, that shit is another level of gully, bro. Damn.
He shot his wife. He shot his wife friend that was using.
Right.
He popped him in the back of the head. Lord knows, because Peaches still ain't been found. Lord knows what's gonna happen to Peaches.
Peaches gonna show up
and have that body, bro.
He gonna have 1.2 out of that 5 mil left.
Nigga gonna be fucking like this. Sorry, Franklin. I done fucking smoked my life away. Like, they ain't gonna have nothing. He had to shoot him too.
I feel like the Teddy and Gustavo shit is crazy. I don't know if you remember, but I felt like this episode there was a callback. Earlier in the show, Teddy played the shit out of Gustavo at some point, and he was kind of proving to Gustavo, like, yeah, nigga, I know everything. I can't remember what it was, but so you seen
why,
it in this episode.
That's why Gustavo was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and talk about
a
fruit.
Let me tell him.
And fucking goddamn tell him about what's going on. And then.
And it just being so ironic that Teddy actually did know only but from following him. He already moved it last night, you know what I mean? Gustavo head how he got to be fucked up in that moment. Like, I'm thinking I'm being sneaky all this time.
Then he had to hit his wig. Then he had to hit the DEA like, yo.
Yeah, cancel that shit, nigga. You about to play yourself. You about to blow everything, nigga.
Then he got to go to his whiz crib and be like, look, booby boo. She bad as shit,
Let's
too.
Talk about it.
Yo, baby boo, I'm sorry I had a lot of you, boom, boom. And then she was like, I ain't running. I ain't going no witness protection.
She bugging.
You going to find us a way out of this. So she still want the car.
Gustavo, you better leave these toxic ass fucking Latino women alone.
Oh, he gay. Yo, he's stopping that burrito.
I know that shit is a crazy clap of Gus. Hey, yo, bro, she wild. She like, I'm not fucking going into witness protection.
And I'm not going nowhere.
I know that they know that I'm right here with my sister and shit. They're going to have to pull up. So you're going to have to do something about it. Bitch, I just said you about to die tomorrow. Get the fuck out of town. Yo.
But that thing probably crazy. That fucking goddamn crazy coats. That shit probably crazy. Like, I'm talking about
predictions before we wrap it up. Who dying next week?
I'm sorry, man. I'm still in that crazy coots. That's what Rosita's sister, yo. I was sitting there like, I was looking at her talking to him like this. I'm like this.
I tried to stop him.
I was looking at the TV like this. You got that stank face and shit like, I'm like, the way she talking to him, I'm like this. Gustavo, you said that shit right now, nigga. she got gully with him a little bit. Like, yo, look here, man. You gonna find us a way out of here. I'm like this, girl, get your
Y'all see it, right? Bro. Y'all see it, right?
Get your ass over here. Shut up.
For anybody who wondering, this the type of shit Cutie Don like. He like bitches who wanna snarl back at him and shit.
So you like this, she like say what? What'd you say? Yeah, don't be trying to cut me, girl. Don't be trying to cut. Whoa, you almost got me. You almost got me. That's fucked.
Yo, you out. You out.
Predictions. Everybody dying.
Bruh.
I don't see how it can be no other way.
I mean,
everybody got to. If I go, you got to go.
We up to EP6 next week, so shit's about to unfold quickly. Like. I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, predictions.
Louis getting kidnapped, you said?
Louis gonna get kidnapped. Jerome gonna go completely off the deep end after that happens.
Jerome's killing somebody next week. 100%, right? Body's getting dropped next week.
He already beat Black Diamond's face fucking. let me see. Sissy's fucking move probably gonna pop. Fucking.
Wanda gonna have a run in with The Rock again?
Yo, Wanda definitely gonna get him on the crack again. He's gonna fucking turn Leon smooth the fuck out. Scully gonna come in from somewhere. I don't know where he gonna come in, but he just gotta come
with
back
some
in.
Kadochi blades and shit.
You know what's crazy, bro? Last season, I really thought he fucking spiked the fucking goddamn chocolate and shit for vindictive reasons. Like, just to, nah. I didn't know he really did it just live at the party.
Yeah, yeah. He was, that was his wedding present. Like, ew, I just wanted y'all to vibe like I be vibing.
Yo, dope ass app. Another 5 out of 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, whatever star system you want to go
to. They haven't dropped the ball yet this final season, and I don't think it's going to get dropped.
They barely dropped the ball in the series.
In the series, right? But the reason I mention that is because, and for y'all, do check out the screen. We got the screen review. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Creed. We're going to talk about some of these shows, movies. The ball gets dropped
good.
A lot.
Everything is good. It's just certain aspects of certain film and TV.
Walking Dead. If y'all ain't seen our Walking Dead reviews of the final season, balls get dropped.
Because at one point, Walking Dead didn't drop no balls.
Right. Right,
Game of Thrones didn't drop balls for seasons.
Right,
until the end, I was like, "You could do better with that."
So to see Snowfall carrying it like this,
pretty good. It's some Wire type shit. Even though Wire had a season when I was like, "I don't give a fuck about this goddamn port shit."
But in the replay and the rewind, the port shit is dope. So
I still don't fuck with it.
Nah, I don't know.
Maybe I just like it. I just like the street shit. Bro.
Give it another spin. Sometimes you got to mature a little bit more. You got age a little bit more.
I skip those seasons, bro. I want to get to the Marlo. Avon Park style. That was war. Speaking of which, yo, I got to ask the question. It's this bonus material for you. Bonus material, because we're going to end it soon. I got to ask the question. Who won that war? Marlo or Avon? Who won? Because they both got jammed, but who won the war?
I don't know.
Who got more bodies dropped?
That's a good question.
Avon did play it smooth.
I feel like Marlo won, but I feel like
Marlo still needed Avon.
I would love to revisit this after I do a re-binge of The Wire. I think Marlo won just off of me 10, 20 years later thinking of it right now on the spot. But I would love to re-binge. Like I said, sometimes you appreciate shit different at different points in your life. So when I was a young bull fresh out of the street, I probably appreciated The Wire totally different than I will now. That I ain't been in the street in a minute. So, you know what I mean? I might appreciate it different. So, we're going to come back to that.
Good question, yo. We're going to make it a poll and shit, yo. Yeah. Man, go ahead and vote on that, yo.
Yeah.
Till next time. PMA out. Bitch!
From the 215 to 302, we kicking some facts and talking the news. We keeping it real while acting a fool. So pardon my arrogance and let me holla at you.